Chapter 7 Hunch Punch. Callista turned around and saw the man dressed up like a lumberjack. She smiled, took a sip from her cup, and said hello back to the handsome man in front of her. She had never been too terribly attracted to dreadlocks, especially white guys with locks, but there was something rugged about him that made her lady parts tingle. Miles froze, not knowing what to say next. His hazel eyes stared into her greens. Can I get you a drink? Callista looked down at the cup in her hand and giggled. Well, I already have one, but here, hold this. Callista thrust the cup into Miles' hand. The dark liquid spilled out of the cup and dripped down Miles' fingers. Callista ran her fingers over Miles and then licked the sweet liquid that transferred from his hand to hers. She winked and then walked off. Miles was still standing in the same place when Callista returned. Her drink was still in his hand, and his eyes never left her. He had a goofy grin on his face that he couldn't wipe off. He couldn't believe this was happening to him. Well, aren't you going to drink it, silly? Callista took a huge swig from the new red cup she had grasped in her hand. Oh, I didn't. What is it? He was so nervous. Hunch punch, I guess. Callista shrugged her shoulders and then continued moving them up and down in time to the beat playing from the speakers. She giggled and began spinning in circles. Come on, it's delicious. Miles took a sip from the cup. She was right. It was delicious. He took another sip, and then another. The cup was almost empty when a woman with dark hair and these crazy blue eyes knocked into him, causing him to spill what was left of his drink onto the floor. She quickly apologized before disappearing into the room swimming with people. Callista turned around when the song changed. Oh no! What happened to your drink? Callista poked her bottom lip out, pouting, noticing the liquid on the floor between them. It's not a big deal. I don't usually drink that much anyway. Well, what's your name? Callista was basically screaming over the music. Miles, what's yours? Miles knew her name, but he played along anyway. It's Callista. Do you dance, Miles? Callista spun around so many times, Miles was surprised she hadn't fallen over from dizziness. Not really. Miles attempted a strange jig that caused Callista to laugh so hard she almost started crying. Here, let me show you. Callista grabbed the empty cup in Miles' hand and threw it down on the floor. She put hers down on a table next to them and then grabbed his hands.